I am Sid Garza Hillman, and this is what I think.
So I'm just standing in line, and I'm minding my own business at the market. I'm just getting stuff. Okay, what stuff? Whatever. I don't remember. But I'm looking at the magazines at the checkout stand, which one does. Sometimes I take funny pictures of Paleo magazine because it's always funny. I don't know if they... Is that intended to be a comedic magazine? I think it's intended to be comedic. At least that's how I take it. So I'm standing there in line, and I see a magazine on. It's, I don't even remember the magazine, and I wouldn't mention it anyway. I just don't remember. But it had a, you know, list of all the diets, and it was comparing them. This is the magazine on the cover, very alluring, and it listed them all. I mean, it had all the top, the Atkins, it had the Paleo, it had the South Beach, it had the Mediterranean, it had the vegan, it had the, keto. Yeah, a lot of crossover there, by the way. Huh? Is ketogenic, is that just the most popular thing ever? And I found this out recently, I didn't realize, named after Bob Ketogenic. I didn't even know. That guy must be wealthy. Woo! What a guy. That guy's making a mint. You can always make money telling people what they want to hear. What? Did I already start trouble? Did I already start trouble right out of the chute? So I'm looking at this magazine. I pick it up. Look. These magazines that have like diet type magazines and food type, they're like the National Enquirer for nutritionists. Like I look at that and I'm like, what crazy, this is going to be fun. It's like, you know, the cover is going to be like an alien abducted me and took me up into the ship and told me I needed to eat more protein. Like it's just stuff that I go, that can't be real. But I can't prove it that it's not real. I open the magazine. I have to. And one of the things on the cover, by the way, before I opened it, was what diet is right for your body? I mean, oh, red flags abound. What diet is right for your body? Because every human being has a very different body, much like all other mammals, how, you know, horses eat. Each horse eats an entirely different diet than another horse in the wild. And then gorillas eat completely different diets from, you know, like Johnny Gorilla needs very, very different things than Max Gorilla. Okay. And don't even get me started on Janine Gorilla, who I really enjoyed in Reality Bites. I just came up with that. I'm not even kidding. I just came up with that joke. And probably nobody's going to get that reference, but I'm going to get it, and I'm amusing myself. Already, I'm amusing myself. You don't even have to listen to this episode. You can turn this off. I'm fine on my own on this one. So I open the magazine, and random page. It's like a magic trick. Random. I just open to a random page, and it says, a dietitian says, because... Okay. Avoid more than 2 servings of fruit. Don't do more than 2 servings of fruit because that would be crazy. And then said, I can't remember if it was he or she, not relevant. It's hard for me to speak. He or she says, or consume fruit with a protein because that slows the absorption to... I think the name of the magazine was something like 50-year-old information made to look like it's still relevant. I think was that the name? Bad name. Don't eat more than 2 servings of fruit and consume fruit with a protein. Do you think they mean the protein that's in the fruit? Like oranges have protein in them and actually like a fair amount of protein in terms of like the percentage that I would recommend, 5 to 10% protein? You're kidding me? In a freaking orange? Or what do they mean by a protein? They don't mean the protein in the fruit? What do you think they mean by that? Do you think meat that's mostly fat? Is that what they mean by a protein? All I'm asking for in the world, all I'm asking for is not that everybody agrees with me. I'm asking for facts. That's all. I'm just saying, let's be honest. Don't call it a protein because nothing is a protein. If it's food, it's got more than just protein. If it's soy protein isolate, technology. You heard an old episode of mine in this freaking show. It's only episode 10. So within the last 10 episodes, I've talked about the fact that refined plants And animals we raise for food, I call technology. So if you're talking, fine, if you're talking about soy protein isolate, it's almost entirely protein. You could almost call that a protein, except for that I'm talking about food. So can we just be honest instead of just this kind of crap? It's so annoying. And here's the worst part about it, okay? Because I can be annoyed. That's fine. I'll take one for the team. But all this stuff on the right diet for your body, first of all, it sells magazines. Fine. Okay. They're trying to sell a magazine. I'm trying to sell, I'm not trying to sell a magazine, but okay. The presumption, the premise is flawed. That is, that we have to think this much about food. That's what I don't like. That's what, frankly, pisses me off. Why? Because it's making people nuts. It's making people crazy. It's leading them down a path based on a false premise. That is, you've got to make sure you're eating the right diet for your body type. It's a load of crap. It's horseshit. So can we just back out of that a little bit and say, you know what, let's eat healthier and we're all going to be just fine. Your body will adjust and it's fine. Blood type diet, show me the science. Show me the science on it. Show me the long-term science on ketogenic diet. Show me the long-term science on starving your body, in creating a starvation state that your body has to make do because it's starving. Show me how that's good long-term. Show me. It's fine. I'll take one. It's ridiculous. I'm drinking a scotch right now. It's high carbohydrate. I mean, proof in the pudding. Proof in the pudding. Oh man, food is such an easy distraction, isn't it? I mean, it's so easy to just, because we love food and we eat food all the time, right? And we love it. We don't ever eat it for natural. We eat our almost entirely about the taste and the experience of it. It's such a weird thing. I mean, I do it too. I'm just saying it's weird. It's weird. Can we just admit that the way we talk about and discuss food is so weird? How does that taste? It's so weird. It's weird, right? But man, what an easy distraction. I mean, what an easy distraction. It's such an easy thing for us to just wrap our heads around and not have to deal with other stuff in our lives. Why? I've got too much. I got to think about this diet. I got to figure out which diet's right for my body type. I don't have time to write a book that I always wanted to write. I don't have time for that. I got to figure out the measurement in grams of protein that's appropriate for me. I got to buy this magazine. And if I eat fruit, then I got to make sure I eat it with a protein to make sure that I don't get high blood sugar. Because Sid's diabetic because he eats a ton of fruit without protein. Wait, what? Oh, wait, he's not diabetic? What? He can eat 10 bananas a day and he doesn't have any blood sugar? Well, that's weird. Oh, it's just Sid. See, he's very different from Janine Gorilla. Boom. Anybody get that reference? It would make me feel a little bit better if somebody emailed me and told me that they got that reference. It would make me a little bit better. It made me feel a little bit better. Okay? Yes? Okay. And thank you for doing that in advance. Podcast is SidGarzaElement.com. And I'm shouting out my thank yous. You know, I'm not asking, but I'm thanking for the Patreon and I'm thanking for the reviews and thank you for doing that. Okay? I appreciate it. I feel good about that. It helps me. Boring. Told you, no, I'm not doing announcements. It's exhausting. You can check the show notes. There are announcements. I'm going to be in Santa Rosa this Saturday. I got to kind of come by and say hi, will you? My daughter's starting high school tomorrow. I mean, what the heck? It's a little bit weird for me. It's a little bit weird for me. I'm not getting over dramatic. I will say that I dropped her off for her orientation last week, took her to the high school for like a, you know, orientation thing. And I walked her. I said, do you want me to walk you in? She goes, well, yeah, you can walk me in because there you might have to sign me in. I said, oh, so I was happy, right? Because I was like, yes. And so I'm walking her in and these three students come up and they're in these shirts and they're like, hey, and they're the welcoming committee. It's very nice. Super nice. I made her feel very welcome. And so I said, well, I was like, I'll leave you here. I don't have to sign you in. Like, you're good. Go with them. And she goes off with them. I turn around, start crying in the parking lot like a little kid. It was very weird. And so anyway, so tomorrow she starts the actual high school. And so that's going to be, I'm going to drop her off. I'm dropping her off, driving her all the way in. Lisa set up a carpool with another family. I'm like, no, I'm driving her. Sorry, I'm driving her in. She's ninth grade. Okay, so let's bang this out because I'm a little pissed. I'm a little pissed because sometimes, and this is my vent, I get to vent. So you guys, this is like my release valve. This podcast is my release valve. Okay. It lets me be less pissed and then makes you guys more pissed. But that's not my problem. That's not my problem. I want you to be aware of the workplace effects of that these are non-quantifiable, very hard to quantify, by the way. But I work in a place, and the people who do not take care of themselves create a lot of havoc by sick days, by being in bad moods when they show up to work. And I've said this from day one of this new podcast, fix your shit. Fix it, because you have an effect on everybody else. And the people that take care of themselves, like yours truly, I have to endure more stress in the workplace as a result of people who I have to manage more than I should ever have to manage. Manage yourself so you don't need to be managed so much. Have you ever noticed that people who are, do not take, sorry, it's going to ruffle feathers, but it freaking is, people who do not take care of themselves, people who are abusing themselves. You know I want to help those people, so it comes from a good place, I'm just saying, but it turns people into narcissists. When you are not healthy, when you are abusing your body and mind by the actions you take most of the time, not the one-offs, the actions you take most of the time, you become a narcissist. The world revolves around you because it has to. You demand that level of attention because you have to expend so much energy just to maintain your basics. I mean, just the basics. This isn't one-off of having a bad day or something bad happens. Just to get through the day, you've got demands that you make on the world. And some people are in a position where to continue things working like at a company, we have to indulge. We have to indulge because we've got to get things going. We can't just be like, you know what, go fix your stuff because we need you to be at work, for instance. This is real. This is real life stuff. I'm the first to say that I'm a little nutty nut because I look at the world through the lens of health and nutrition and fitness, and I relate that to things like the workplace and things like the political system. I see it through that. I'm looking at the very basics of humanity and saying the animals of us are not doing well, and look at what is happening in the society we created as a result of that. People don't make that connection. They don't make that connection. They want it for nothing. Be more professional at work. Children, pay more attention in school. You can't do those things that well when you're abusing your body, when you're feeding your children junk food. You can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both. Focus in school. Quit being crabby, but also don't get good sleep, and also I'm going to feed you nutrient deficient food. Okay? That's fair. And that's what's happening in the workplace. It is rough. Like, I don't know what's happening to this. Like, when did we kind of move from a successful human being one of function and ability? Like, when did we say, oh no, when did we say, like, the most manly of men are the ones with a big gut that eat meat? Those are the manly men. Erectile dysfunction. Sorry, I have a cough. It's a scotch cough. When did that happen? When did toughness and strength be associated with weakness? It's what's happening. It's actually true. We associate strength with freaking weakness. We associate strength in the world of people who say crazy, ridiculous, insightful things that's somehow tough, and we look to them as leaders. That's insane. We look to just toughness and say that's, and then usually it's associated with actual weakness. It's nuts. Actual weakness. Species weakness. Like non-functional, non-ability. Like humans of ability. Men and women who are of ability, who can do things physically and mentally, who can be leaders in their lives in terms of keeping their stress managed and handling situations in a calmer way than people who are freaking out because they don't have the equipment and the tools mentally or physically to negotiate the world successfully. And it's kind of topsy-turvy. It's like nuts how the people who are rising to the top, it's just nuts. Yeah, I know. I know. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm going to make an aside, okay, because I made a statement last week in my podcast that I still stand behind, but it was a personal one that I want to never stop working on myself, right? That was a thing. But here's the truth, and I kind of was thinking this is an interesting way of looking at things. I want to work on myself, but like all work, we need to take breaks now and then, right? Okay, so you're working on yourself. Well, that is work. Like, you're doing things to improve, but that takes effort. And we cannot forget that, obviously, a crafted entire small steps approach, because I want people to understand that it is work. And so if you overdo the work, like any other work that you're doing, you're going to burn out and get sick, right? Or stressed, right? Okay, but it is work. It is work. So it's both about the work that you do and taking breaks. And what you do to, and by the way, like as an aside on the aside, is there a word for that? This is an aside, and then I'm doing an aside on the aside. It's what you do when you relax also. So it's not only the work that you're doing to improve yourself, but when you do take a break, what do you do? Are you going completely off the rails, or are you going kind of a little off the rails? And there's a, right, kind of raising the bar of the worst days. Like, my worst days ideally aren't, you know, a Coke bender, you know? I don't want to get controversial. I'm not going to weigh in for or against a Coke bender. That would be, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to take sides. Okay. If you Coke bender's your deal, it's plant-based, you know? So I'm going to be okay with that. Mm. Yeah. So eating not healthy on a given day can be seen like I'm on a break. I'm on a break from the work I do. I'm having a junk food meal. I'm taking a break from work and from work. Like, you could be like just a day that you're off and you take a day off. You know, I'm taking a day off. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a job of both having a job and also the job of self-care and how those things relate. And I think what inspired me to start this new podcast was a very, like, I got to dive into the world because it's just, I'm seeing it big time. I mean, I am seeing it so big time, and I got to be honest, it actually affects me. Like, and I don't mean in an emotional, like, I'm affected by all of it, but I mean, yes, but I'm also in my life, in my day-to-day, my job, my workings of the mundane, like the actual things that I do, I am affected by this reality. I'm affected by this reality, and I think that most people are. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm the paradigm of health. I'm just saying, in the 11 years I've worked at the Stanford Inn, I haven't called in sick once. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to say that. Could I be healthier than I am? Of course. But in general, I don't walk to work. I don't walk into work and just let loose on people in a very disrespectful, inconsiderate way, because I don't have the wherewithal to treat myself well enough to not do that. And that is what pisses me off, because it actually affects me. And yes, I'm allowing it to affect me. So my job personally is to make sure that I am stronger in mind and body. Again, the core of this new show is to learn to live on principle and to strengthen, to toughen, to harden in a way, to first of all define values which are ideally well thought. And once you kind of get that worked out, harden, toughen. It doesn't mean that you can never readjust, but you day to day need to harden. So that is partly my job. But at the same time, it pisses me off. I don't want to be affected day to day and make my job harder because you can't freaking take care of yourself. I think it's a bunch of crap. It pisses me off. So it's just, I'm looking at the world now and I'm going, how did this, like, we are an incredible species. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, we are incredibly powerful. I'll put this away. We have the most potential for good, and we squander it. And I think that that's a really disappointing, and by disappointing I mean horrific, reality. Like, how did we fashion a system? And I don't think we did it consciously, but I think it's got to do with pleasure and all sorts of kind of basic instincts that are still existing in us. But how did we fashion a system where it's possible to be successful and be weak? And sometimes the most successful are weak in body and mind. It's a very weird, like, all of a sudden it doesn't matter to be strong in body and mind. And the people who are the most principled, the most honest, somehow are having to do more work in society to be successful. The people who are above board are mundane, right? Paying taxes, not trying to cheat, going to work, trying to raise families. We have it harder. We have it harder than the people who are cheating, inheriting, just all this kind of, it's a weird society that we invented. And all of a sudden it's like, is intelligence valued in society? Sure, intelligence is still valued. But how did it become unpaired from principle? How did intelligence all of a sudden become unpaired from character and then rewarded for the crying out loud, for the crying out loud? You heard it here first. Hashtag. It's a weird system. It's a weird system that the weakest of us can rise to the top. I'm just saying. It's a very, very odd thing. Mm. The Scots make, I mean, look, the Scotch makes it okay. My daughter is going to high school tomorrow. Mm. Some people are going, whoop-de-doo, my kids have been in high school for years. Like 8 years my kids have been in high school. And hey, you've dialed that in more than I have. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, man. Okay, listen, I'm going to talk about that because that comes up in the United States. Okay, there's a class of people. There's a group. You know, I love groups. There's a collective that kind of have this pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's a kind of very American kind of thing. This country was like, get here and work your ass off and build something from nothing. And here's the thing. I couldn't agree more. That's all about the work. That's all about the hard work. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Here's a little bit of the glitch that is now occurring. Because the way that the world is today, most people who are talking about, hey, you know what? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps are full of shit. They're full of shit. They could not be more full of crap. I don't want to swear, so I'm going to say crap. Here's the deal. If you're going to tell me that you condone a system that has, and I'll go into politics in other episodes more than this one. If you're going to condone a system where there's less regulation, less checking, less sort of laws and things like that, because you want to create a system where people should pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They don't know handouts. No handouts. Nobody gets something for nothing. Here's the thing. Then go there. Because that's not exactly what's happening. Is it any wonder that the least capable of us, the least deserving of us, are fighting tooth and nail to preserve a system that is not fair, that it is making it harder for people of ability and honesty and principle to thrive? Is it any wonder that the people who are the least capable, the least honest, look, this is just generalizations, of course. But I believe becoming rarer that the people of character are rising to the top. And I think the people without character are trying to preserve this system. And they're the ones going, hey, man, you know what? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You want to talk about that? Fine. Then level the playing field. The title of the episode is The Playing Field. Level it. You want to talk about bootstraps. You want to talk about working your ass off. And you want to talk about earning what you get. Level the playing field. Level it. Let's see it. Let's see who rises to the top. Let's see when you say everybody's going to get educated fairly, everybody's going to start out, not going to be handed out the same reward, but everybody's going to start out with a pretty darn equal footing. And then those of us who are of most ability and intelligence and character and work ethic will rise to the top. Let's see who actually survives and thrives in that system. Let's see. Set up a fair starting point, and let's see who actually becomes top dog in that situation, in that context. Let's see. Let's see who thrives. Let's see who emerges as the leaders, the fighters, the examples for the rest of the people in the society. Let's see what happens if you actually lived by your words and saying, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. What happens when you got to do it too? Let's see.
I sent you. Sent you away. Mm-hmm. sent you away. Here is my apology. Here is my discontent. Here is my admission of fault. I will wish it away. I will wash it away. I will smoke it away until it is gone. I am in a state of it. Found a state of block for me. Found a state of hidden.
Here's my admission of fault.